Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Blood Ties ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. Previously on Blood Ties.
Varicor. We're launching Varicor.
What? No way.
What's Varicor?
It's a poly pill. All the medications you need to prevent a heart attack.
And it's going to remind the world why they love Richland Health.
Santino Reyes gets what he's owed or I don't sign.
We can't.
Then I'm keeping my shares.
Hello?
Michael?
Governor.
Your father wants to talk.
How is he?
Not well. Not well at all.
A listener note. This episode contains adult content.
Peter.
20 minutes.
Your dad says 20 minutes. We'll talk when we land, when we're all together, okay?
Fantastic. You know, most families go to the living room to have a hard time.
Peter, what's going on?
Mom?
Eleanor.
Is everything okay?
Hello?
Hello?
I lost her.
What did Eleanor want?
She wanted to know what's wrong.
Well, nothing's wrong. It's just a wind shear. Everything's fine.
She wanted to know why we all have to go back to the island for Christmas.
And?
I didn't know what to say. I mean, she has a point. It seems like we could just as easily sit them down in the living room.
Hold up. Hold up. Juliet, 132 to Rock Hill. Losing altitude.
Sir?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just give me a second.
The changing room is, like, right there?
No need. See? I'm all done. Excuse me.
Hey! Stop! Wait! You're bleeding. Honey, call an ambulance.
Oh, Jesus.
You're in my home. Safe and sound.
Not safe. Not safe. It's not safe.
You need to rest, my friend. Please.
Marie.
Do you remember what happened?
The plane. Something's wrong. Oh, yes. Something is very wrong.
Calm, Peter. Calm. Thank God you're alive.
No, Pierre. I'm not alive. Nobody can know that I'm alive.
What do you mean?
Someone is trying to kill me.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
From Wondery. This is the second season of Blood Ties.
And every time it rains, panties from heaven,
shooby-dooby,
and you'll find your fortune falling all over town. Yeah, panties from heaven, panties from heaven, panties from heaven, for you and me.
This is episode 2, The Survivor.
A developing situation in the Caribbean this morning is a private airplane believed to belong to the physician Dr. Peter Richland has disappeared. Air traffic controllers lost contact with the plane yesterday evening around 7 p.m.
I flew over 1,000 trips on that plane. I know it like the back of my hand. Somebody did this.
I need to turn this off.
In Washington today.
Why'd you do that?
You need your rest. Did you sleep?
Of course not. Where's Marie? She had to have come to shore near where I did. I told you exactly where I went down.
She didn't make it, Peter.
What is that?
Her purse, makeup, date book, phone.
No. She's not dead. No, I refuse to accept that. You need to look harder. You need to push your people. You need to make this happen.
A fisherman found her body this morning. Same one who found all this. He made one phone call to Michael. The kids just identified the body.
You need to get them off the island. They're not safe here. Whoever is coming after me.
Why would somebody be coming after you?
Pull the security tape from the gift shop. Tell the cashier at that resort she never saw me. She never saw anything. You need to make sure that there's
already done. And your children are on their way here. I've got a plane ready to take you all home.
Just them. They're safer that way. Thank you, Pierre. Thank you. The people who saw me at the resort.
No one knew who you were.
Okay. Okay.
That's them. I'll bring them back to see you.
No! The less they know, the better. Just tell them you're still looking for me. And please, keep looking for Marie. She's out there. I know she is. She's strong.
Please. Peter, try to rest.
Michael Richland. Good to see you. I remember when you were a teenager.
Sure. Well, good to see you too, Governor.
And Eleanor, last time I saw your father, he was telling me all about the field work you've done.
I can't believe this has happened.
Come on, Marie. Where are you?
This is Marie Richland. I can't get to the phone right now, but please leave a message after the phone.
All right, okay.
Couple of hours.
Pierre, I want eyes on those kids at all times.
Done.
I've got a safe deposit box in town, at the bank in town.
I can send someone.
Good. Now, you send someone you trust, or better yet, you go yourself. And a Diet Coke.
Peter, if you're going to be staying, there's a lovely guest cottage just a stone's throw away, right on the water. Perhaps,
Not necessary.
No, what I mean is the main house is where I live and work. Have other guests. It might be better.
No, this is fine. Thank you.
Fine. But you still haven't told me one thing. Why? Who's trying to kill you?
That's what I need to find out, Pierre.
Is this about the drug?
Pierre, Oh my God! My chest!
Peter! Oh. Peter!
Dr. Richland?
I'm Marie. Marie? Mm-hmm. Oh. What time is it?
Oh, you haven't asked me that in over 14 hours. I was getting worried. Here, drink this.
Jesus, what the hell is that?
It's cranberry juice for your blood sugar.
Oh, just get out of here, will you? Get out of here, please. Leave it.
Can't get to the phone right now, but please leave a message after the tone.
Dr. Richland, we should go inside. Someone could see you.
In a minute. Goodbye, Marie. I love you.
The governor will fire me if he knows I let you out here. What was that?
My wife's phone.
Why did you throw it away?
Because she's dead.
Come on, let's get inside.
Merry Christmas, by the way.
To you too, Dr. Richland. To you too.
Just 10 minutes away from wishing you a very happy 2020, as long as your last name's not Richland.
What? That's right, Stacy, and it's not. So let's get this party started.
Pierre! Pierre!
Get back in there before someone sees you.
Pierre!
I'll send him up inside now.
Father to millions, and then some, apparently. I mean, who?
Gut-wrenching, disturbing allegations against the late Dr. Peter Richland today. Accusations that are making people the world over ask, who was this man?
Trade. What the hell are you doing?
Look at this. Look at all this.
Why are they doing this? Because he's wealthy. Why? Because he's white. Why? Because he's a man. And I'll give you one more why. Why can't you people let this man rest in peace?
Finally. When I get home, first interview goes to that guy.
When you get home?
I'm leaving. Thank you for your hospitality, Governor.
Stop.
Excuse me?
Sit down.
I'm sorry. Have you forgotten?
I am the governor of this island. I have armed guards around this entire property. Now, you were my teacher and my colleague, and I respect you enormously, but if you try to leave here, you will be shot.
What?
And dumped in the ocean.
How dare you?
You ask for my help, and I give it. but this goes both ways. Now, if you turn up alive, then I go down. And that isn't happening. So you're staying dead. I'm having some guests over. Starting tonight, I'm putting a guard on this door.
Are you kidding me? Pierre!
On second thought, you're moving to the guest house tomorrow. I want my house back.
Pierre, I need to know who's doing this to me. First they try and kill me and my wife. Now they're dragging my name through the mud. Who's doing this?
Have a good night.
Hello?
Michael? It's me.
Dad?
I need your help.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
We'll be starting a new era in healthcare in 5 minutes. Please take your seats.
Okay, you hear me? Levels are good? We're good? Fine. You got that slide fixed, right? The typo, remember the double T? There needs to be a single T in that one.
Hey, David.
Michael. Hey. Listen, I'm sorry about the board meeting yesterday. We just thought your head seemed to be somewhere else.
Right, it's just, see, I'm the CMO of the company, you know, so, I mean, I should probably be out there, medical perspective, all that.
That's why we're running the old video at the top, the one from the first rollout. The old man beat you to the punch.
Wow. Running that video of my dad, that's ballsy.
How's that?
But you want to change the narrative, you run away from the guy, right? You're doubling down.
We sink or swim with the father to millions, okay? Give him back his good name. We can save this company.
I couldn't agree more, which is why his son should be up on that stage.
Fine. Fine. Okay, see this section here? I'll give that part to you.
You know, if you don't mind, I actually have a couple of things that I'd like to add. Just a couple of small
no,
little...
Michael, no, don't push it. Read what's on the bloody paper.
Fine. I'll just read what's on the bloody paper.
Eleanor!
Connie? Wait, they let you in?
Hey, they let you in.
Well, they don't really have a choice with me.
So, what can you tell me about this new wonder drug?
It actually sounds pretty remarkable. They've been working on it for years.
Huh. Yeah, it's funny how companies always make their biggest breakthroughs when they're desperate for good press and their stock's in the shitter. Is it a female Viagra?
Not quite.
Then I'm not buying. Congratulations on your research grant.
How did you hear about that?
I'm a crack investigative journalist. Also, we're friends on Facebook.
Oh, right, yes. Still on Facebook, but I'm off Twitter, though.
The troll army got you, too?
I could only be called an evil bitch so many times.
Yeah, you know, I just picture them as living alone in their parents' basements, and it takes away all their power over me. Here we go.
Hello, and welcome to a moment years in the making. That's how long it's taken to perfect the science behind the drug that will change public health forever. When the concept of a
bold move to lead with your dad, they bring him back from the dead?
I guess so.
Before our presentation begins.
Like three beams of light joining to form a rainbow of healing, the three drugs contained in Veracor are all you need to prevent heart attack and stroke in a single, once-a-day pill form. Aspirin.
What do you think of David Hammer?
I like him well enough.
I think he's hot.
Hey, Connie, can I ask you, have you been poking around the RHS server?
What do you mean?
At RHS, somebody's been using an old login. I thought maybe...
No. I'd never. I think I want to lose my job.
And now, acting CEO, David Hammer.
Thank you. Thank you. Very kind. Thank you. For those of you who don't know me, I'm David Hammer, the CEO of Richland Health Services. I've been with this fine company for 12 years, and I've never been more excited or seen a company initiative that will have a greater impact than the drug we are announcing today. We are...
And, David.
Present to you Dr. Michael Richland, our Chief Medical Officer and the leader of our Veracor initiative. Michael.
Thank you. Thank you, David. David Hammer, everybody. We are so lucky to have a leader like you to fill my father's shoes during this difficult, tumultuous time. All I want to say tonight is please listen with an open mind. I know there are members of the press here today, and we welcome you. We welcome your opinions, but this is about science, about medicine. Today is about introducing a new way to save lives. Because today, oh my God, it's so, I'm really sorry. I have to take this. Hey, I just became a dad, right? 3 days ago. So when the wife calls, I have to answer.
Well, at the end of the day, this is a family business, folks. Can't argue with that. As Michael was saying, this is all about the first love of this company, medicine.
Sophie, how are you, honey?
I'm going to be quick, Michael. Don't come back here. Do not come near us.
Wait. Just...
My lawyer said don't do this. He said don't even call, but I want you to hear it from me. Stay away from him.
I'm his father. I should be in his life.
What would you bring to it? What kind of example would you be setting for him?
I'm his father.
Then act like it.
I'm sober.
For how long? A week? 2 weeks?
What's his name? Soph? What's the kid's name?
Adam.
Adam.
Take care, Michael.
Wait, Sophie.
Michael!
Hey, I'm so sorry about that. I didn't know what to say. I just sort of...
We need to project family right now, remember? You, my friend, you nailed it.
Aw, thank you, David. Thank you. I told you, I can help with this. I want to help. You gotta let me in.
Hey, come here. You're in. Eleanor.
David, congratulations.
Your brother, he was perfect.
Well, let me go off script, and I will nail it every time.
So, any word on Santino?
Oh, yes. Let's get through today, all right?
I can't stay in town much longer.
I promise. I'll handle it. Michael, great work, sir.
Hey, you too. You sticking around for a while?
Not for a second longer than I have to. I mean, this place, these people.
Yeah.
I hear that.
Well, see you around sometime, Michael.
Yeah, see you. Safe travels. It was amazing. I mean, they loved us. David Hammer and I, we were like, I don't even know how to describe, totally in sync. I really think we're going to be a good team.
Okay. Keep your eye on the ball. Get the drug launched.
Right.
Get people feeling good.
Right.
How's the little guy? How's my grandson?
He's good, but Dad, listen.
Good. You just became a father, and that's the best you got? What's his name?
Peter, Dad. We named him Peter.
Don't be an asshole.
His name's Adam. Dad, Sophie's not letting me anywhere near him.
Still?
She had me thrown out of the hospital. I haven't even seen him. I don't know what he looks like. Because I am not allowed to see my son.
Oh, Michael.
I'm sorry, Dad. I'm sorry. I didn't know what to even say to you. It sucks. I'm really sorry. I feel like I've fucked up everything.
Listen, I got some advice for you, Mikey. Focus on the work. I felt that way before, you know, like everything you touch turns to shit, like you're worthless, like you...
Really? I'm surprised by that. I guess I've never seen you have those kinds of doubts.
Well, sure. I mean, I'm only human. There have been a lot of times when I felt like I wasn't doing things right.
Uh-huh.
And I always... get up, and I go to work. Find the first problem I can wrap my head around at the office and solve it. That's what you need to do now. Focus on what you can control, which is the work. And let the rest sort itself out, because all that other stuff, it always works out in the end, I promise.
When you called me on New Year's, I thought... I mean, how the fuck do I even describe it? It's like a ghost calling me. But now I feel like we're closer than ever.
Yeah, me too. Me too, Mikey. I'm sorry you're going through all this by yourself.
Nah, it's hard, but I'll get through.
No. I think it's time for me to come back up there.
No. I'm not sure that's a good idea.
I don't know. I mean, I see all those people out there protesting against the lawsuits, people defending me.
Dad, all those people love you because they think you're dead. I'm sorry, but you gotta stay put.
I'm trapped here on this godforsaken island for 6 months, and you're sorry?
Dad.
Somebody took your mother from us, and I'm the only person who gives a fuck enough to try to find out what happened to her. So please, save your apologies and help me find out who tried to kill me.
From Wondery, this is episode 2 of 6 of season 2 of Blood Ties. Blood Ties stars Gillian Jacobs, Josh Gad, Amy Landecker, Dominic Monaghan, and Wayne Knight. Also featured in this episode is Gordon Green, Horatio Sands, Aaron Sarosky, Deborah Geffner, Ariana Ortiz, Holly Hyman, Daryl Brown, Lauren Singerman, and Haley Rawson. Written by Benjamin Gray. Directed by Marshall Louis. Story by Benjamin Gray and Marshall Louis. Sound design and mix by Jeff Schmidt. Produced by April Lamb. Audio engineering by Marcelino Villopando, Sergio Enriquez, and Tim Moore. Additional editing by Mark Bush. Executive producers are Megan Monaco, Marshall Louis, and Hernan Lopez for Wondery.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Blood Ties ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus and Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.